COVID-19 has highlighted not only the importance of our ambulance services, but the severe stress that we put them on due to the complete failure of this government to provide the necessary funding and investment that these services need. I stood in this House in 2014 calling on the government to address the lack of staff and resources being reported by the ambulance services. Yet I stand here again more than 7 years later, and very little has changed. The incompetence of this government, as well as previous Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil governments, is absolutely staggering. How can we expect to trust that they will deliver on anything when our ambulance services, who were on the brink in 2014, remain on the brink now? They say that it cannot be fixed overnight, but I fail to see how it can't be fixed over 7 years. To fix the ambulance service in Donegal would, I believe, take the provision of three extra ambulances in the county, one in the Killybeg space, one in Inishowen, and one more in the county generally. Surely that wouldn't be beyond the service to provide that. My office has had reports of staff suffering burnout over exhaustion due to extremely long shifts. Only last month, we had a report of a Donegal ambulance being tasked to Tipperary and another tasked to Belmullet, while a Donegal patient was brought to Letterkenny Hospital in a Garda car because no ambulance was available. This prompts serious questions about the dispatch of our ambulances. With ambulance crews backed up at hospitals waiting to discharge their patients, it is a typical example of the dysfunction of our health services. Recently, at a meeting we had, the manager of Letterkenny University Hospital made a big play and massive display of showing the members that 80% of the ambulances at the hospital were freed up within 2 hours at a time. But that's precisely the point. He didn't mention that the 20% of the ambulances were there for longer than 2 hours, and that's what leads to the whole problem all over the county. And more recently, there have been fears over the future of our Lifford ambulance base, and I cannot stress enough that Donegal cannot afford to lose any further ambulance bases. I have to say that there has been some good news as well. The rollout of the community paramedics, which now appears to have been stalled, is a welcome development. They will divert patients from hospital and have them treated at home. That will save the pressure on the hospitals. But of course, in typical HSE style, the rollout has stopped, probably to be penny-wise and pound-foolish. It is completely unacceptable that the people who are doing the most in this country are being given the least. But this will be the legacy of this government, unfortunately, and I hope that they hang their heads down in relation to that. Thank you.